Hi, it's Deborah Tuttenhauer, and this is the No More Bummer Mondays teleseminar. We are just 2 minutes past the hour. The lines are filling up. People are hopping on, and I'm going to give it one more minute, and we will get started. I'd recommend you have a paper and pen. Just scratch some things down. I'm going to give you some exercises, some things to do after the call, so that you can actually go home later today and do something with this information. Actually do something that will create a shift for you, not just not just hear me talk. So let's give it about another 30 seconds here, and we will get started with the No More Bummer Mondays teleseminar. Again, this is Deborah Tuttenhauer. If you don't know me, you can find me at DeborahTuttenhauer.com. That's DeborahTuttenhauer.com. And you can also find me all over social media. So I look forward to talking to you if we haven't met yet, if you have any other questions. Okay, let's get this ball rolling. We got some people here and ready to rock and roll. All right, so as I said, this is the No More Bummer Mondays teleseminar. And the reason that I decided to name it that is that it's always amazing to me, on social media in particular, how many people start posting on Thursdays things like, oh, one more day, or thank goodness it's Friday, oh my gosh, it's Wednesday, I got over the hump, and how many of those same people are not so happy on Monday mornings. And, you know, one of the things that I'm all about is living life on your own terms, and obviously we all have to work for a living, you know, unless we're gifted with a trust fund, but most of us have to work for a living, and I am a big proponent of working in a manner that gives you joy, or at the very least doesn't give you sorrow, right? Finding a way to work that works for you so that, you know, there's a lot of Mondays in your life. They shouldn't be bummers. So let me tell you about my Bummer Monday story, and tell you how I kind of moved away from that. So long, long time ago, on a planet far, far away. Anyway, a long, long time ago, I had a job, and I had some good jobs. I was actually a teacher of children with special needs. I was, at another point, I was a therapist in a mental health center, and I loved my work. You know, when I was at my work, I actually loved my work. But I've never been someone who likes routine. I've never been someone who likes mornings. And so Mondays to me were awful. In fact, they were so awful that they were awful starting at about 2 or 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, because I had to get up and go on Monday morning. And even though I loved what I was doing with my clients and with my students, I didn't love the structures that I was working in. I didn't love someone else telling me how to work or when to work. I just didn't love that. And Mondays were a real bummer for me. And one of the things that I vowed way back then, I believe I was in my mid to late 20s, was that as soon as I could, I was going to structure my life in a way that worked for my rhythms, that worked for the things that were really important to me in terms of the structure of my day, the structure of my time, how I lived my life, how I practiced my craft, all of that was very, very important to me. And so I set that as a goal for myself, and I moved towards it fairly quickly. I mean, there were some in my profession at the time, which went from teaching to psychotherapy. In order to work for myself, by myself, I needed a license. And so, I definitely had to jump through those bureaucratic hoops. I think they're important hoops. And so I set my sights on that, and I did that. And as soon as I was able to, I set up a private practice, and one of the first things that I did in my private practice is I set my parameters, and my parameters were no clients before noon, and I was only going to work 3 full days a week. Occasionally, I'd spill into a fourth if it was a really busy week, but 3 full days a week, and they were packed. I worked hard, but nothing before noon. So often, I'd work noon to 8, which was really great in my profession because a lot of people needed to come see me after school or after work, and it worked with my biorhythms as well. And guess what? No more bummer Mondays, because guess what? I didn't work on Mondays. I didn't. I worked on Tuesdays, and I think I worked Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, if I remember that correctly, and Thursday was the overflow day. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Anyway, that was my first foray into entrepreneurship or solopreneurship, and that was back in 1994, 95. Since then, my business has developed in many different ways. I became a marketer. About 8 years ago, I stopped practicing therapy except for a few clients. I became a mom and a marketer. I became a mom first, then I became a marketer, and marketed things for a while, and then my time was really my own because I was working primarily online, and I did a lot of my work late at night because that's when it was quiet and peaceful, and I loved working at that time of day. And then I wrapped back around to my work as a therapist to bring it all together and become a business coach. A business coach for people who don't want to have bummer Mondays like you. That's why you're on this call today. That's why you're in this teleseminar. So that's a little bit about me. The people I coach are a wide variety of people. So, but everyone who's on this call today has something in common, and that is that they were taken by the title No More Bummer Mondays. So you might be someone in a corporate job or an hourly job who's just thinking, you know, I got to figure out something different, and you're ready for a transition. You might be somebody who is already an entrepreneur and you're already working for yourself, but you still wake up on Monday mornings and you're sort of stuck in the muddle of what are my most productive action steps to get my business where I want it to be. What should I be doing now? Or you could be someone, possibly, who really, in fact, loves your job, but there's some things about it that are challenging right now. And if you're that person, if you love your job, if you're not looking to transition into the entrepreneurial world, or you're not already an entrepreneur, you just need or require or desire some assistance with some challenges in your job right now so that Mondays can feel good again for you. Reach out to me a little separately. You can learn from this today, but definitely reach out to me because I've got something very unique and special for you. That's a little different than for the entrepreneurial folks. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about Bummer Mondays a little bit. We're going to talk about how to create a shift so there are no more Bummer Mondays. We're going to talk about some action steps that I want you to write down so that you can actually do them over the next couple of weeks. And they're real things. They're things that you're going to do, not just listen to and think about, so that, in fact, you can create a shift for yourself. And we're going to talk about an experience I have coming up on the 15th of May that might be perfect for you, and I'll give you some details in about 20 minutes as we get to the wrap-up of No More Bummer Mondays. And so, you know, many in my age group, I'm in my mid-50s, didn't even think of entrepreneurship when we first got out of college, you know, late 70s, into the 80s, you know, it was the dress for success era. My very first job, I had to dress like an IBM clone, complete with the suit and the heels, and that didn't last very long. But anyway, yeah, entrepreneurship was not really thought about in my generation or the generation before mine, my parents' generation. Yet, interestingly, if you go back to your grandparents or your grandparents' grandparents, before the Industrial Revolution really took hold, you know, going back there, everyone was an entrepreneur, right? Everyone had their business, whether they, you know, shoed the horses or, you know, ran the grocery store, or whatever. You know, until people went to factories, everyone was an entrepreneur. You know, and then there was the big industrial revolution, and then there was my grandparents' generation where people, you know, really after World War II really started, you know, it was really became much more corporate, and there was a lot of security in that, and it became the way to do things, right? The security of the corporate job with the pension and the benefits, and that was great. It was what it was for that time period, and the value was highly there, right? And then my parents' generation, that continued but started to fade. And then our generation, there's no more corporate protections. You know, corporations, no matter how awesome they are, there's very rarely will you see pensions anymore. You know, very rarely will you see really any protections at all. A lot of downsizing. You know, at a whim, you might be out of the job you thought you were going to have for your entire life. So entrepreneurship is raising its head much, 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 much more these days, and it's a really important thing to consider no matter where you are, nowhere and where you are in your life right now, because even having a small business outside of your corporate business has a lot of advantages, a lot of advantages, and there's so many ways and so many things you can do for a side income and the tax advantages and just something kind of, you know, the plan B. So if you're not a full-time entrepreneur, let me just plant that seed. Anyway, bummer Mondays can be and are just a bummer. And no matter what reason your Mondays are a bummer, the only way out is by action. But how do you know what that action is? As they like to say, if you don't know where you're going, right, you're just going to run around in circles. If you don't know the destination, you don't even know what direction to go. So what I teach is what I like to call the bookends of a successful business. I teach the foundation and I teach the framework. The foundation is what goes on inside, right? It's the stuff you don't see. I don't know if you've been following it, but, you know, they've been building the new World Trade Center many, many years after 9/11. That building is finally standing. It took 2 years of work before that building broke ground. And even in the neighborhood around lower downtown Manhattan, people were thinking nothing was going on. That's how big, how sturdy, how deep, how solid that foundation needed to be to support that huge building, which I believe now is the second or third tallest building in the world, and I think the tallest building in the United States. Foundation. So part of what everyone who works with me gets is their foundation. Their foundation is all about, your foundation is all about what are your values? Where's your power spot? Who are you targeting? You know, what are you offering and who wants that thing? And how does that thing that you're offering, whether it's a service or a product, interplay with your own value system, your own strengths, things that you're really good at, you know, that you bring, your authentic self? You've got to know that. You can't just parrot somebody else's ideas and expect that it's going to be long-standing or tall, right? The other piece that you need is the other end. You need the framework. You need the structure. Just like any good building, after it has its solid foundation, needs its framing, right? A big tall skyscraper has a steel frame. Houses have frames. You know, post and beam houses are a bit more similar to skyscrapers. You build the structure. You could fill it in with anything you want. You can make the walls out of anything you want once you have the structure. But you need the structure. You need to understand what your business is actually going to look like. You need to understand your messaging, right? You have to understand how you're going to market, what that process actually looks like so it's clear and it's consistent. You need to know what mediums are your strengths. Are you talking to people face-to-face? Are you doing it on the phone? Are you online? Are you using social media? Do you prefer video, audio, writing? You need to know all that stuff. That's part of your structure. You need to really understand your story, the story of your business, the narrative, where people are going to resonate with what you're offering, right? People love facts and figures and ideas, but people buy on emotion. And emotion comes from your own authenticity, both your internal authenticity and then the clarity and the emotion of the narrative that you're putting out there to your audience so that they can say, yes, she's talking to me. Yes, she's speaking my language. I want to know more. I want this thing. Okay. So foundation and framework, and if your business lives in between those two bookends, that's where your financially sustainable business lives. So what we're going to do today is we are going to do something that will begin to create a shift for you. Okay? It's going to begin to create a shift for you. Get out your pen and paper like I suggested you have. I'm going to give you some exercises that you can do on your own, because we don't have time to work through them today, and they actually take about a week or two to work all the way through. But when you're done, you will have so much more in terms of the foundation piece. You will have so much more understanding of yourself, which is going to help you move through that no more bummer Mondays, right? It's going to help you move through and begin to see, wow, if I'm not happy on Monday mornings right now, what can I do to shift, right? It's the beginning of the action. That's what we're going to do today. And then I'm going to let you know how we can do more of that together with this very special experience that's happening on May 15th. So, number one, write down on your list, define, delineate, and delve. DDD, define, delineate, and delve into who you are at your best and at your worst. Here's how you do this. It's super simple. It's called the I am exercise. So on your paper, write the word, I am, well, the sentence, I am, dot, dot, dot. I am, dot, dot, dot. You can do this by yourself. I do it with my clients. You can do it with a partner, with a friend, with your spouse. It's easier if someone else helps you, but you can do it by yourself. And here's what you do. You're going to say the words, I am, and you're going to fill in the blank. I am, fill in the blank. And you're going to do that for a really long time. Like 12 minutes. And when you think you have nothing else to say, you're going to keep saying, I am, I am, I am. I know it sounds really simple. I also know from maybe 10 or 15 years of using this exercise that it's super powerful. So for instance, I am, you'll start really concrete. You know, I am happy. I am 55. I am a woman. You know, I am a mom. I am thin. I am fit. I am a therapist. I am a good person. I am someone with integrity. I am strong. I am fearful. I am et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you go and you go and you go and you go until really you've spilled it all onto the paper, right? The I am exercise. Then you're going to put it down for a few minutes, take a break, go get a glass of water, whatever. You come back, and in that I am entire list, you're going to pull out the top five things that when you read them, they make you smile, and the bottom five things that when you read them, they make you frown. Okay? If you were working with me in coaching, we would then work with those lists more deeply, but for now, put that aside when you're done with that exercise. And it's just going to form a little structure around the next part of the exercise. The next part's going to take you about 2 hours, and you're going to want to take a notebook to a really quiet place, and you're going to title the page, If I Had a Magic Wand. If I Had a Magic Wand. Now, this is really interesting, especially if you're either not used to writing or if you tend to edit your writing and edit your thoughts. What I want you to do is I want you to write in the flow. Don't stop to think. You could even write with your opposite hand. I know this sounds really weird, but if you're a right-handed person normally, put the pen in your left hand or vice versa. You will access a different part of your brain. But I want you to say, if I had a magic wand, and start to write about anything and everything. It could be about relationships, business, your kids, your parents, your house, your car, your dreams, your travels. Write, 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 and go, and go, and go, and go. If I had a magic wand, be wild, be extreme, be outlandish. Keep going until you're out of words. It's a flow. I'll color the flow of consciousness. Don't look back. Just write. Put it away for a week. Then what I want you to do is take it out a week later and read it. Use a highlighter and mark up what stands out for you in all that writing. The themes, the ideas, the challenges, what rises to the surface in what you wrote the previous week. Make an outline of that what. Outline it. Put it on a clean piece of paper. And also compare it to that I am exercise. Okay, if we're working together, again, I would be coaching you on some details of how you do that. But on your own, you'll see it. It'll show for you. And then put it away again. And a few days later, come back to it and create two columns. On another clean sheet of paper, one column is the what that you had already outlined, and the other column is the how. The how is the structure, the questions, the challenges, the sticking points, the ideas. That's your how. So what we've done just in this little series of exercises is given you a framework, structure, an outline to begin to figure out what it is that you want to do, what it is you desire, what it is you need in order to move past the Bummer Monday theme that we're talking about today. It's pretty powerful. If you do this, I'd love to hear how it turned out for you. And you could reach me at DeborahTuttenhauer.com or find me on social media. I'll give that website again in a minute. I'd like to know how it comes out for you. My guess is you're going to end up with a lot of clarity in certain areas and then a big place of, okay, I see it, but now what do I do in other areas? And I think I have a solution for that, and it is called Build It Now. And okay, there's a big truck outside, but here we go. It was called Build It Now. So what Build It Now is the experience for you if you're stuck and you're craving help to put that outline that you just made into practice, make it into something tangible, if you'd like to become more clear, if you'd like to make more money, if you'd like to impact more people, if you'd like to have more joy in your working life, whatever that is, entrepreneurship or not, yet you don't feel you have the funds to hire a coach. That's what the Build It Now program is for. So it's my solution to you, because you really deserve a jump start, and yet you might be someone who's in a position where you can't access my full private coaching experience yet. Yet. Big letters, yet. The reason I do that is because when you begin to shift and when you begin to put some things into practice, things will change for you. The money will flow for you. The impact will happen for you. The structure will make itself evident for you. And sometimes it's just a matter of getting started and not being held back by anything. Not being held back by anything. So the Build It Now program has four aspects. It is a group coaching program, and in it we're going to define your power place, your bullseye target, your magnetic message, and your fantastic formula. Four things over six sessions. Power place, bullseye target, magnetic message, fantastic formula. It's going to take place over 3 months. So it's 3 months from stuck or confused or, oh my gosh, now what? to solidly on your way. You will move through doubt and confusion. You'll define, construct, outline, and act. You'll also have education, support, and accountability. And you will also know what platforms to use that's going to work best for your message. And that's not only online platforms. That's face-to-face, networking, speaking engagements, you know, lunch and learns all the way to blogging, to internet marketing, to social media. We're going to define what it is for you, for your unique message, and how it's best going to be structured so it's not just throwing a bunch of stuff on the wall and hoping something's going to stick. Okay? That's what we're going to do in 3 months, 6 sessions in a group. So the question I have for you right now is, if money was no object, is this something you'd want for yourself and for your business? How big is your commitment? You know, every decision that you make in life is a weighing. Okay, so if you're on the phone right now and you're listening, hopefully you have a headset, put your speakerphone on. If you don't, hold your hands out in front of you, palms up. I'm going to play a little game here. Okay. On the one hand is your challenges. Not enough time, not enough money, where am I going to fit it in? You know, we're going on vacation. Whatever your challenges are to making movement in your business now in any way. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to do it with. I've never been good at X. You know, those are all your challenges. Put them in one hand. And then your other hand is, how big is your commitment? So your other hand is your commitment, right? If I said to you right now, it's going to cost you $10,000, and at the end of $10,000, you're going to have a really awesome pair of shoes. That, you know, the shoes is like nothing, right? And the $10,000 is a lot. That's a huge challenge, and that hand's going to go way down to the ground. But if I said to you, it's going to cost you $10,000, by the way, this program is nowhere near $10,000, so I'm just going to extremes to make an example. If on the one hand the challenge was I got to come up with $10,000, and the other hand was because with that money I would save the life of my child with this special medicine that has like a 95% success rate with this illness, you would beg, borrow, and steal to come up with that $10,000, and the commitment would be the heavy hand in a super big way. So what I'm asking you right now is, you have those two hands out, how big is your commitment to not have bummer Mondays anymore, to not be unclear anymore? How big is your commitment to creating a shift that will give you what it is that you want? More impact, more joy, more money, more clarity, more structure. How important is that to you? Is it more important or less important than a trip through the Starbucks drive-thru every day? That's actually the question for right this moment. Is it more important or less important than the trip through the Starbucks drive-thru or some other drive-thru every day? Is it more important or less important than maybe one dinner out a week for the next 3 months? Only you can decide that. You might decide it's not that important. You'd rather have dinner out with your honey. And you know what? Your life will take care of itself at some place down the road. Or that mocha frappuccino latte and the muffin is like just to die for. I can't say what it is for you. You can make that decision. But what I do know is the Build It Now program, which I'm only offering once this spring, is less than $7 a day. It's a 3-month program. We're going to have 6 live, that means live, like I'm on the phone with you, and just a handful of people. The group won't be bigger than 5, probably a touch smaller, depending on how the numbers come in. Won't be bigger than 5 small group sessions, plus a private community to ask me questions at any point in time that I will respond in writing. And to ask each other questions with the other people in the group, because you're all going to be working on similar things, even though different, you know, different topics, similar things. And a private communication channel, plus a one-on-one coaching session with me at the end of the 6 group sessions at an 80% discount. Build It Now. It meets twice a month. It'll be recorded. If you can't come to the meetings will be primarily educational. I'll be primarily teaching you, and then I'll be open for questions at the end of each of the meetings. Okay, I'll be coaching questions so we can engage. It's going to begin on May 15th. As I said, it's less than $7 a day. Here's the deal. It is 6 sessions at $100 a session. It's $600, $200 a month for 3 months, and you will get the highlights in a group setting of what my private coaching clients get when they work privately with me. Now, obviously, it's different. There's a lot of things I do privately that I can't do in a group setting, but with the Build It Now program, hopefully by the end, you're going to be making some money in your business, or you're going to have some clarity, or you're going to be in a different place, which then you can turn around and say, okay, what did I miss in the group program? You know, I now have the ability to do it privately. The reason I came up with this program is because I talk to people every single week who really, really want to do this work. They really are so ready. And then they're in that stuck place of, I require a coach to make my business fly, to make some money, and I require some money to hire a coach, and I'm stuck. I'll get back to you. And that happened often enough that, and these are people, these are not excuse people. These are people probably just like you who really is an issue. I said, you know, we got to come up with a way to move past this, and that's where I came up with Build It Now. So in the group coaching session, pretty much anyone can access this. It's $200 a month for 3 months, and we will get started right around May 15th. So what do you have to do next? It's very simple. You have to decide. Put your hands out again. Is your commitment bigger than your challenges? Are you ready to not have any more bummer Mondays? You have to draw your line in the sand. There's no one who can do that but you. And you have to decide that you want to do the work, that you want to do the inner work within yourself, and that you want to do the work to create the structure for your business so that you have the bookends so that your business can really grow in the middle. And this will work for you if you already have a business. This will work for you if you don't have a business. That's clear in any way, shape, or form, but you want one. You know, this will work for you if you're in a corporate job and you're just exploring, you know, what else could I do? It will work for you if you're heading towards retirement and looking for what comes next. Because this program will be what you make it. I'm going to provide the how-to, and you're going to fill in the blanks for yourself. So draw your line in the sand. You know, decide what you're willing to live with. Super simple. And all you have to do, and write this down, is fill out my complimentary consultation form found at DeborahTutnauer.com/vision-session. So if you just go to DeborahTutnauer.com, that's DeborahTutnauer.com, you'll actually see the button in the middle of the page for the vision session, or just DeborahTutnauer.com/vision-session. And do that really quickly because, as I said, I'm going to keep the group small. I already have 2 people signed up, so there's not many more slots left. And I'm going to be doing complimentary consultations. They'll be 30 minutes. You'll see why when you fill out the form. And we'll decide together if this is a good fit for you. Obviously, you know, you're not going to do the program if we talk and I go, you know, I don't think this is going to work for your needs. Then we'll talk about something else. So, you know, I want it to be a good experience for you. I want it to be a good fit for you. Thus, the complimentary consultation. So fill out that form and just do one thing for me when you fill it out somewhere in there, because I didn't make a new form just for this teleconference today. Somewhere on the form, just write Build It Now program in one of the answer boxes as you're filling out the answer, just in capital letters at the beginning or something, write Build It Now program, and I'll know that you came off this teleseminar today and that that's what we're going to be talking about. And as soon as you submit that and confirm it, you know, you'll have to confirm that you want it submitted. You'll get an email as soon as you hit the submit button. Confirm it with that link, and we'll have a consultation, and we'll get you going into this program. And we're moving quickly. It's already May 2nd. I plan to get started right around May 15th. Definitely the cutoff for enrollments will be, you know, day or two before May 15th, unless it fills up sooner. And if I've already spoken to you about this personally, then you're already on the list. So if you and I have already had a conversation about Build It Now, you can just send me a little message saying, you know, I was on the call, and, yeah, I'm really excited so that I know you can, you know, you've confirmed that. We don't have to have another consultation. So thank you for being here on No More Bummer Mondays. Okay, there's a lot of Mondays left in your life. Let's make them ones that you wake up. I wake up. In fact, I don't even love the weekends. I know that's weird, right? I don't love the weekend. I like the weekends. It's family time. We do cool stuff. I love what I do so much that I'm chomping at the bit by Sunday afternoon for it to become Monday again. I don't even really like Fridays, you know, because everyone kind of slows down and, you know, I like helping people get better, do better, learn more, you know, be all that they can be. And I get so excited by that I love Mondays. I want you to love Mondays too. So again, this is Deborah Tuttenhauer. Thanks for being on the call. I appreciate you taking time in the middle of a Friday. And I look forward to seeing your vision session complimentary consultation form come in this afternoon so I can get you on the schedule for us to chat. All right, take care.